Grace and peace to you from God our Father in heaven and our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen. In today's reading, gospel reading that you just heard, I'm calling it the first discipleship training. The disciples have been with Jesus all this time, and now it's time for them to act. And Jesus gives them the authority and tells them to go out and do the very things that Jesus has been doing all along. Healing the sick. Taking care of those who are outcast from society. To not be afraid to touch those who are considered unclean by society. And I hope you noticed in the reading that there was this transition for these 12 disciples. They were 12 disciples, and then they became 12 apostles. Sometimes that's confusing to us. I've run into any number of people who aren't clear. Whenever they hear the word disciples, they think immediately of the 12, right? But the reality is, all of you, all of us are disciples of Jesus. Because a disciple of Jesus is someone who followed Jesus' example, who learned from Jesus. Those were the disciples. And now, Jesus is sending them out, and they're apostles. Because that's exactly what that word literally translates as. Apostle means one who is sent out. So, you are disciples. Amen?
Amen.
But you're also apostles. Amen?
Amen?
Yeah. Sometimes I don't think we really get it, right? So, we come here in this space to worship, to hear the Word of God proclaimed, to share in a meal of forgiveness. And we're really more disciples when we gather here in this place. But it isn't long, and then you're booted out. I mean, you're sent out to be disciples, to be apostles in the world, to go and share the good news of God's love, to be an example of what the kingdom of God is supposed to be all about. Jesus teaches us that the kingdom of God is all about healing, and it's all about liberation, setting people free. And healing in that sense is a setting free of people as well, right? Setting them free from their disease, freeing them up. But most importantly, to understand that God loves them, no matter who they are. That's our task, is to let the world know that God loves them and that we do too. And that's hard for us. Jesus gives these disciples very clear instructions of what they're supposed to do. But once they're on their way, it's really up to them, right? Just like them, each of us has our own gifts that have been given to us by God. And we use those gifts to promote and share the good news of God's love with people. So do we all do that the same way? We don't, do we? We do it as God has gifted us and called us to do. And so it is, our human nature that, and I can imagine that these disciples, when Jesus sent them out, are kind of saying, but wait, what about, because we all want clear instructions, do we not? Are there any list makers in here? Okay, good. I'm a list maker. Have any of you ever done a task and then wrote it down and marked it out? I like to do that. It's a sense of accomplishment, isn't it? So we like to have everything kind of laid out for us. And we know step by step what we're going to do. But being an apostle really isn't much like that. We're kind of on our own, but we're not. Because Jesus goes with us, right? This story of the disciples being sent out, he doesn't talk about him being sent out in pairs. We don't know how they went out, whether they went out as a group, whether they went out as individuals. They were just sent out to do the very things that Jesus had been doing. So the reality for us is that, believe it or not, the Bible doesn't give us clear instructions with how to deal with every situation that may come our way. What the Bible produces for us are the stories of Jesus and how he lived his life and provides for us the foundation of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. And using that foundation to deal with the things that might come our way. And that foundation is all about honesty, compassion, justice, and love. Those are really the four cornerstones of our foundation. And they seem easy, but they're not always easy. Because for us, the reality is we make it difficult to love others who aren't necessarily like us. And to a certain extent, our challenge is to get over ourselves and be the people that God's called us to be those apostles, to go out into the world and to share God's love, to help teach people what the kingdom of God is intended to be. That the kingdom of God is much different than the kingdom of the world. I don't know if you heard it in this reading, but in this reading, Jesus gives the disciples a bit of instruction. He tells them to go not to the Gentiles and not to the Samaritans, but to those who are lost in the house of Israel. So he sends them to the Judeans, the people who have been trained all their life and know Scripture. That would be the Old Testament for us, right? They've been taught all their lives and they know it. And some of them had fallen away, right? But at least they knew of that. And they knew they would know of what the apostles were speaking to them. They could relate. They may not accept it, but they could at least relate. So when you think about your witness, sharing your faith, would you just simply go out on the street and find a stranger and start talking about your faith? Probably not. Probably not. Would you share it with a family member or a good friend? Absolutely, right? This is that part about how we are designed to be in relationship with others. So we have to build that relationship first. And when that relationship is deep enough, then we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, to take the risk and share our faith. Because we have some confidence that our friend will not think poorly of us. May not agree, right? But won't think poorly of us. In Jesus' day, it's a little different with the Gentiles and the Samaritans, right? They wouldn't necessarily know of the Hebrew Scriptures. So Jesus is basically saying, do the same thing that we would be comfortable with. There's a place in Scripture where Jesus says, go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the rest of the world. Those are concentric circles. Basically, start at home, right? And expand out from there. Practice and get better and allow yourself to be vulnerable and to know that it's okay if you're not accepted. So Jesus sending these disciples out just to those who are lost in the house of Israel. You know, he talks about them like being sheep without a shepherd. He sends them out so that these people might become reattached to God, that they would turn back from their ways and begin living their life of faith and sharing that with others as well. You see, it's a person's identity doesn't qualify them for participation in the kingdom of God. Scripture informs us that God's love is for all people. So what Jesus is telling the disciples today is more of a geographical constraint, a safe place of constraint. It's not an ethnic constraint, because it's later that Jesus tells us in the Great Commission, right? Go to all nations. To all nations. But think about, where is it that we start? We start at home and we expand out from there. So this gospel reading invites us to see ourselves as both disciple and apostle. Invites us to imitate Jesus, to do the things that Jesus did in his ministry. When we are sent, to be sent is to be sent by Jesus and to be sent as Jesus. Two components there for us. Not only is it God and in Jesus that sends us out into the world, but we are to be like Jesus as we do that. I mentioned it earlier. Jesus' ministry was all about two basic things: healing and liberation. We, as apostles, in sharing our faith, are to help free people from those things that are keeping them from having a relationship with Jesus, and to let them know that regardless of what's happened in their life, regardless of what they've done, God continues to love them. And the way we do that is by establishing a relationship with them ourselves and living that gospel message out. Are y'all with me? It sounds easy, but it's hard. We have to allow ourselves to be vulnerable. It's an evangelism that isn't beating people over the head with the Bible, but smothering them with love, regardless of their response to us. It's a challenge for all of us. So, to a certain extent, discipleship training is set up, is summed up in one word: go. That's our discipleship training, is to go and do. My prayer for us is that we would find ourselves following in the footsteps of these first disciples, being sent into our neighborhoods, our communities, our nation, our world, to share Jesus' message and to accompany those who are outcasts in our world, who are suffering from injustices of our world. In essence, we're challenged to step into new context and new relationships for the sake of the gospel. And for me, and I think for many of us, it's all about getting over ourselves and doing what Christ has called us to do, to build relationships with all people. Amen.